T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, in honor of International Joke Day.
Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France? There was nothing left but debris. Debris.
Want to hear a joke?
If you want to hear a joke, I got a nice clean one.
Take my wife, please.
That's a funny joke.
My joke wasn't funny.
You are hilarious today.
What's the occasion?
It's International Joke Day.
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a joke?
I've invented a science joke. Would you like to hear it?
Happy International Joke Day.
Want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Knock-knock. Who's there?
Showtime.
Happy International Joke Day.
Yeah. Are you ready?
For the Comics Cage Match?
Yeah, because that's how we'll celebrate today. You versus Tim.
Am I ready? No. But I will be. I'm facing off against a professional comedian, so, I mean, don't expect big things from me. But yeah, I'm ready. I'll be ready. Good morning. It's July 1st.
I know. Man, and yesterday.
Wow.
Could we get more rain?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. Yeah, it just didn't stop. Didn't stop. We needed it. It looks like there's going to be, what? Yep, more of it.
Which
more and more and more until about lunchtime.
And I guess that's a good thing because I saw it even kind of through the weekend a little bit. Which,
but it's still going to be hot.
But with everybody buying all those fireworks, it's not bad to have a little bit of, you know,
you're hoping
wetness.
That their fireworks display gets rained out?
No, I mean, just in case.
That's what you said.
No, and I don't think it's going to get...
the mayor of Firework City.
I don't think it's going to get rained out. It's just good to have your, you know, your trees and your roofs with that, you know, that base of wetness so your place doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of dry kindling lying around.
Right.
Yeah, that rain yesterday was crazy. And
which time?
I guess the time I was inside, I was exercising, humble brag, and it was thundering and lightning, and I told my son to come inside, and he argued with me about lightning. He's like, can't I just finish this game of baseball? I was like, oh my God, with a metal bat? No. Did you not listen to Kevin Berghoff and Tim Convey tell you about all the different ways that you are playing lightning? Are you playing soccer too? So he wasn't happy with me, and all the other kids were playing outside.
It's, I mean, the tiniest, tiniest chance.
But still... Let's not tempt fate. I feel like...
Do you remember how many people in the last 15 years?
420.
420.
Okay.
It might have been 430. It was not 500, though. In 15 years.
Yeah.
But with my luck, if you just did a study about how people die from lightning strikes, and he's outside playing baseball with a metal bat... Like, that headline just writes itself.
What if he got superpowers? Then what? Then what?
Woman on the radio listens to a segment about how people are struck by lightning, and then she lets her kid go out with a metal bat, and he gets struck by lightning. I mean, it just writes itself. And knowing my luck, that's what would happen. My friend was warning me about wasps, and I was like, oh, my kids are fine. They never get stung. Two wasp stings.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been stung by a wasp?
No.
Ooh.
It's pretty bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Way worse than a bee?
Yes, I believe so. Don't quote me.
Let's have a sting off.
All right, cool.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll be the judge.
Totally into that. Speaking of judges, who's judging Cage Match today?
I believe Lance will be judging. Since,
am I judging? Okay.
Yes, you are, sir, since you will not be with us next week.
Oh,
taking
okay.
a little vacay.
That's fair.
Lance Hildebrand will judge the Comics Cage Match, Jen versus Tim. The battle we've all been waiting for. And the stakes are high with the International Joke Day, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big deal. We've got that. We've got things you didn't know happening. We've got entertainment schmig. And we've got food stuff and sports chatter, which, ugh, all this coronavirus stuff and the sports, it's just on the horizon. We think we're getting them, and now everybody's anxious. It's, I don't know, it's a challenge. So we'll see. We're going to do that, too. Let's take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Flash flood watch for the metro area has been extended to 1 o'clock today. So be careful out there. A lot of rain. We have been getting a ton. Man, for a while yesterday, brutal.
Ugh.
Partly sunny today with a good chance for scattered thunderstorms, possibly heavy at times. Again, be careful. High of 87, mostly cloudy tonight. It'll get down to 76. Tomorrow, still slight chance for showers, and it'll get up to 93. Right now, 70 in the city of St. Louis. Here is Lance Hildebrand.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Back in time. Looking at this day in history, July 1st, let's go back to 1999 when this woman released her debut album.
Waiting for tonight. When you would be here in my arms, waiting for tonight.
Celine Dion.
Oh, I've dreamed of this love for so long, waiting for tonight.
It is Canada Day, so that's kind of fitting that she released her album today.
Right, right. Jennifer Lopez's On the Six featured hits like
So Great,
Waiting for Tonight, If You Had My Love, and Let's Get Loud. I can't believe that's 21 years old.
She was an actress. It was like,
yeah,
oh, that actress.
Right.
Put out an album.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what was the second song that you mentioned?
If You Had My Love.
That video. That was great.
And the and On the Six, because she used to take the Six train from the Bronx to Manhattan. That was my train, too. My first summer in New York.
Oh, cool.
So I always thought someday
you'd see her on the Six.
No, I'd just be like J-Lo, and that didn't come together.
Everyone was kind of like, oh, this is going to be funny. She's going to put out an album. She was no joke.
Yeah, she proved that, you know, she can do both. Man, what was it last year, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was just this last Super Bowl.
That's
crazy. This year.
February.
It seems so long ago.
I know.
I was in New Zealand watching Shakira.
Wow.
Gosh.
Wow. So 21 years ago, she released On the Six. On this date, 36 years ago, a big change in the rating system for movies because of this film.
Not bad for a bunch of kids, huh? Mama'd be real proud.
In 1984, the PG-13 rating was created, as well was the NC-17 rating. X became NC-17. A couple weeks later, the first PG movie released, Red Dawn.
PG-13 movie.
PG-13, yes.
Oh, okay.
84.
1984.
So before that, it was just G-PG-R-X?
Yes.
Huh. That's right.
Yeah. And I can remember the big issue was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom came out earlier that summer. And they were like, this is really not PG. this is really not R. Where do we find the middle ground? So that rating system of PG-13 was created.
I wonder why 13 was the age. That's not an age that we think of for much else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess
teenager,
it's
teenage.
The beginning of being a teenager, but it's an interesting, interesting one that they chose.
It is.
So that happened 36 years ago today, and then 41 years ago on this day, back in 1979, the first one of these hit stores.
Jennifer Lopez's
Jennifer
CD.
Lopez, that's right. No, this right here.
You really feel the music with the Sony Walkman.
The Sony Walkman is a tiny stereo cassette player with truly incredible sound. Put on a Walkman and see the world in a whole new light.
The Sony Walkman debuted.
Game changer. I got a Sony Walkman. I took saxophone lessons when I was very young, and there was some, I don't understand, I still don't understand who did it, but there was some contest where you had to write an essay about your instrument, and I wrote two sentences and then drew a picture. That was my thing.
So what was it like to win that contest?
And I won.
You
did? Sony Walkman. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because nobody else sent one in.
Maybe it was great. Did you ever think about that? Maybe the two sentences were fantastic. Maybe the picture put it over the edge.
Somebody submitted a contest entry about their violin.
Oh, yeah, and she's still bitter. Didn't get a Sony Walkman.
Bitter.
Maybe I did.
What's funny is it didn't encourage me to play more saxophone. It encouraged me to draw more.
Hey.
But it was a really big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I loved my Walkman. Let me say this. I love the Walkman better than the Discman.
Mm.
You couldn't
do
anything with the Discman except stand completely still. Things skipped like crazy. But the Walkman, made a big resurgence because of Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right.
Urban Outfitters started selling them for like crazy amounts of money. And I was tempted to buy one because, you know, I think I tossed mine when I was younger, and I kind of wish I had it.
Yeah, being able to actually take your cassette with you, that was just like such a game changer. It's hard to believe that was just 41 years ago on this day, July 1st.
You know, as I look at this Missouri Broadcaster Association Award, I'm trying to think if I won anything between the Sony Walkman and winning
this
to you guys.
Did we win it with a two-sentence entry and a drawing?
No, it was a nice clip, a montage, if you will, of our audio, and then I also just sent them the same drawing of a saxophone.
There you go,
and it did the trick. Here's Lance with a look at the roads.
Westbound 270.
Y98, it's The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
I was just remembering, further, if you missed it a few minutes ago, I was talking about how I won a Walkman as a kid. I must have been fourth or fifth grade because I, through whatever group I was taking these saxophone lessons, there was a contest, an essay contest. I didn't write an essay. I wrote two sentences and drew a picture. And I won this thing, and I won a Sony Walkman. And it was just a great feeling that stayed with me forever. And I remember one of the things I remember is our music teacher, I want to say his name was Mr. Gilmore, announcing to not only the students, but all these parents, because it was a recital. And he told them. And I also remember that when he announced that I won, it was right after I had performed in this recital. And my understanding is that it didn't go well. So to sort of redeem me, lest these people think I was a complete failure, you know, I went up.
Right.
Whatever the bombing equivalent of playing saxophone is what I did. And then he went up and to basically say, hey, before you judge this kid's saxophone playing, know that he can draw saxophones much, much better than he can play them. In fact, he won a Sony Walkman. He was chosen from hundreds of entries, and it felt good. But I later in life realized he was just making up for my poor saxophone playing.
Oh.
But still, I mean, I can remember as a kid where, you know, like they used to give you, they enticed you to read over the summer with the prize. Like, it was like, if you read over the summer, we'll give you, you know, E.T. on VHS.
Oh.
And you're like, ooh. And at the time, you know, because it was so long ago, that was like a $75 value.
Yeah.
So you were like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I remember the Pizza Hut gift cards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Reading. And you'd pledge, you'd go to your neighbors and say, hey, this is how many books I'm going to read this summer. Will you back me up?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd donate money, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I remember using good round numbers and being like, you know, for example, if I read 100 books and they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then they'd always donate less because I pretended I was going to read 100 books, which we all knew wasn't going to happen.
Right.
I was too busy drawing saxophones. There's no way. There's no way I was going to take that many down.
Were they pledging per book? Is that what they were doing?
Yes, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I just remember Pizza Hut was involved and getting them to, yeah. And I don't know who we were raising money for. Maybe just to buy all those pizzas after I read all those books. I was hungry from drawing all those saxophone pictures.
Oh, man. Now I'm hungry for pizza and I want to buy a Walkman. And see how much they're going for online. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Unfortunately, more rain in the forecast today. It may end around lunchtime and then pick back up overnight tonight. We'll see a high of 87, already 68 downtown, but just a beautiful day as the sun is rising. Lance Hildebrand as the... Y98, it's the wake up. Happy Wednesday. Happy July 1st. Happy Canada Day. So many things to be excited about. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
not you.
An online adult store just put out this thing where they looked at the names, the first names of all of the people making purchases, and they found which names people were making the most purchases. So they say this is...
Oh, no.
The people with these names are the kinkiest, they say.
Okay.
And here's what I think you got to do, because I'm going to give you the 10 men and the 10 women that are making most of those purchases, right? A regular old name, you got to just be like, well, yeah, that's just going to happen. But if there's a name that isn't all that common that's on here, then that
yes.
might tell you something. Okay.
I was going to preemptively say half of the women I know are named Jennifer. So the odds of that name being on the list, or like a Jessica.
Well, but it's also worth noting that your crew makes a lot of purchases at places like this. So if you know them, regardless of what their name is, people in your circle, I see these things. So it's also, it cancels out. All right, we'll
I mean, you're obviously doing this list because someone on the show's name is on the list.
No one on the show's name is on either list.
Okay, good.
We are boring. Or, well, whatever. Okay.
Right. I know. I said, oh, good, way too fast. Right, everyone?
We have several aliases.
Yeah, there's a few alternatives to that. Yeah. All right, for the dudes, Charlie.
Oh.
Which I don't love, being my 1.5-year-old nephew's name.
No, yeah.
Mike, Ryan, Scott,
what?
Joe, David, Brandon, Sam, Fred, and Jordan. Now, Jordan is the one that sort of sticks out. The rest of those,
yeah,
super common.
Yeah,
Jordan's right. Common, but it's not like overly common.
Jordan's younger, I think, than all the rest of the people on the list, right? Jordan wasn't named Jordan until the 90s, right?
I don't know about that.
Like,
I don't
Fred's
know.
Fred's maybe a little bit older.
Yeah, Fred. I'm surprised Fred's not on.
Right, yeah.
Ryan falls right in the middle, like 70s, 80s.
Just kidding, Fred. No, a lot of, they're very common. These are just common names.
Right.
So nothing unique. I mean, Jordan, if you know a Jordan, you might want to, they're a freak, but a good kind of freak. I think it's spelled with a Q. I'm not sure. Okay. Do you want women now? It's Jordan. He's freaking. All right. For women.
Okay.
Women who are making the most purchases at this particular very large online adult store.
Okay.
Jessica.
Oh, what did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Most, one of the most popular names in the 80s.
Liz.
Elizabeth, yeah.
Hannah.
Hannah, very Hannah's popular.
Pretty common, but it's pretty high on this list, if you ask me.
Let me just say this. Hannah's younger. Hannah's going to a lot of bachelorette parties, and she needs some ice cube trays.
Hannah's a freak. Sarah.
Wait, whoa.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, that explains
Sarah
itself.
B. Yeah.
Why is it that all our, you said no one on the show's on the list, but all of our spouses are
Kevin's
on the
wife.
List. And Liz, like
that's
Libby
Ryan.
Might, Libby might fall in there too. What's
Libby's not a freak.
What's Libby's full name, Elizabeth?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of our spouses are on there.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
guys.
Wow.
Okay. Jessica, Liz, so, Hannah, Sarah. Go ahead, Lance.
We're the pure ones.
Yeah, right.
That's right, yeah.
They make the purchases for you guys. Jessica, Liz, Hannah, Sarah, Karen, who, I mean, Karen is at a rough couple of months.
Yes, right?
If your name is Karen, that's a bummer right now.
Yeah.
Unless you're that kind of Karen, in which case,
no.
You gotta ask for it.
I don't
but
think...
But all the innocent Karens out there, I do feel really bad for right now. Genuinely. Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Alicia.
Alicia.
My fault. That's Alicia. Which, that one...
Yeah.
It's not as common. You know, if right. you're on this list, something to think about. Lily, Lisa, Louise, and Sophia.
Sophia was the number one girl's name for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When? What decade are we talking here?
Like 20 years ago.
Okay. So they have bachelorette part.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of,
yeah, but Sophia was also a golden girl.
And she was a freak.
That was Rose.
Sophia. Rose too. No, not Rose. It's Blanche.
Yeah, it's Blanche.
Oh, I meant to say Blanche. Sorry.
Blanche kept these places in business, I would
imagine. No Blanche on the list, though? That's odd.
No Blanche. Or Rue. Rue McClanahan played Blanche famously. Also,
right.
Bit of a freak. With a Q.
Jim Carrey thinks Tom Cruise is ready to punch him. I'll tell you why in the Entertainment Schmig in 6 minutes.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. Sad news yesterday as we learned that Carl Reiner died at the age of 98. And of course, after that, yesterday, just all of the tributes pouring in from his friend Mel Brooks. Carl was a giant, unmatched in his contributions to entertainment. Whether he wrote or performed, or he was just your best friend, nobody could do it better. I loved him. And Mel Brooks celebrated a birthday the day before Carl Reiner died. So if you go to Carl Reiner's official Instagram, his last post is talking about how much he loves Mel Brooks and just all of these pictures of them through the ages.
Oh,
it just kind of breaks your heart.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke said he had a deeper understanding of the human condition than I think even he was aware of. And Steve Martin said goodbye to my greatest mentor in movies and in life. Mm-hmm. Thank you, dear Carl. Jerry Seinfeld also paying tribute yesterday to Carl Reiner.
I had become a stand-up comedian, and I was doing this HBO special. We needed somebody to introduce me. Carl very graciously offered to do it. So I did the pilot for Seinfeld in 89. We shot the pilot on the same stage as the Dick Van Dyke show. Carl came down to wish us luck. So then we jumped forward to 2014. Carl agreed to be on my new little experimental program called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which was my Valentine to the life of being a comedian.
That was all of the background noises were a little distracting. But he did when Jerry was up there getting the Mark Twain prize, he said Mark Twain would be lucky to get the Carl Reiner prize for comedy. Saying like, you know, they say that Mark Twain is the ultimate in comedy, but really Carl Reiner just changed the game. Okay, let's move on to Jim Carrey's new book, which comes out next week. It's called Memoirs and Misinformation. And you know, Jim Carrey's, how would you describe him?
Eccentric.
Yes, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. So this is a fictionalized memoir. And he had an author help him write this, where Jim is portrayed as an avatar of anybody in his position. Okay. Of the artist, of the celebrity, of the star, that world and all its excesses and gluttony. Here's the deal. He just changed everybody's name so that he doesn't get in trouble. Because apparently there's a fictional portrayal of Tom Cruise, and he said it might get him punched in the face. Mm. For legal reasons, Tom Cruise's name has been changed to Laser Jack Lightning.
Nice. Tom Cruise would be happy with that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Nicolas Cage is happy with it because he's portrayed in the book, and he said, I'm so honored, you have no idea. No word on what Nicolas Cage's name is in the book either.
Anybody here interested in reading a fictionalized memoir from Jim Carrey?
No.
No.
Are you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a fan for sure, and I think I'd read a real memoir, but I don't know. I can't really compare this to anything. I can't think of other celebrities who've done anything like this. So I'd probably read some reviews and whatever. But it sounds a little weird. Sounds maybe a little. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's great. Somebody stop him. That's a mass reference.
Tom Hanks, the first celebrity, the first big name, really, to announce that he had coronavirus. Now he has some words for everybody else. He said, really, the only three things we can do in order to get to tomorrow, wear a mask, social distance, wash our hands. Those things are so simple, so easy. And if you can't do those three very basic things, shame on you. And then he goes and starts calling people names, which I cannot repeat on the air.
Hanks? Really?
Wow.
People or just, hey, if you're not doing
just
your
part? Just if you're not doing this. He says, don't be a blank. Get on with it. Do your part. It's very basic. He said, if you're driving a car, you don't go too fast, you use your turn signal, and you don't hit a pedestrian. My Lord, it's common sense.
I do go too fast, Tom. First of all.
You do. And it's St. Louis. No one's using a turn signal. Let's be real. It's a St. Louis turn, and it's a St. Louis stop. I know someone who tried to use that with a police officer when they got pulled over for not going through for going through a stop sign. They're like, it's a St. Louis stop, and the police officer let them go. What?
What?
I don't know.
I have a lot of thoughts.
And then you might have some thoughts about this, that Will Smith allowed Jada Pinkett Smith to have an affair. There's this singer, August Alsina. He's 27. Jada, by the way, 48. And August, if you believe him, says he sat down with Will Smith and had a conversation about having a relationship with Jada, and Will gave him his blessing.
Whoa. I'd kind of like to have heard that combo.
He apparently was introduced to her by her son Jaden. They became very close. He became close with the whole family. He went on vacation with them in 2016 to Hawaii, according to August.
Welcome to Earth.
Jada's rep, actually, she won't even give it the time of day. She said it's not true. But hey, we're talking about this guy who's trying to get a singing career going.
I will tell you this. In 2007, there was a Ludo photo shoot, right? This is a big deal for us. We were very excited. This guy, Jeff Minton, this photographer, he had shot Steve Carell and all these people, and we're so excited. And the entire photo shoot got hijacked because our rep from the label had found out that the stylist on the shoot had worked for Will and Jada and went on and on about how they were swingers. And so our entire day of what was supposed to be this magical photo shoot was just these two women going on and on and on and on and on and on about Will and Jada and this story and that story and blah, 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 blah. So whenever the topic comes up, I just get bitter and angry.
Wow.
So there might be some truth to it. You're kind of confirming it.
Yeah.
I mean,
George is angry that you're defaming them, but
George is like, don't judge our lifestyle. Weird.
Wow. That's guess really what? Weird. If I were on the Ludo photo shoot as, you know, I don't know, I would have been, that's all I would have wanted to talk about, too.
Yeah, pretty
boring. I don't
boring.
Blame them.
Couple, five nerdy dudes getting their pictures taken.
Like, does anyone know any gossip? I got this Will Smith thing we can talk about. I don't know. These guys aren't getting any better looking. Let's. One of them's wearing an ascot. Let's keep going.
Was that you?
No.
Oh, okay. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Now we're building some volume. North County on westbound 270. As you. I dare you. Oh,
I dare you to love. Kelly Clarkson on Y98. Kelly, on her show not too long ago to celebrate the end of Pride Month, did a version of a Taylor Swift song. Here she is with Need to Calm Down from her show.
You need to calm down.
Wow.
Cool.
It yeah. feels like she was maybe trying to communicate something else to people, too.
Oh, about her divorce?
Maybe.
Like us? You think she was telling us to stop talking about it?
I don't know.
We hear you, Kelly, and we see you.
Yes. Okay, mom brain. It's a real thing. Science has said it for years, but there's a new study that says it doesn't last forever.
Science.
Kevin this morning was talking. He's like, there's a new study. It says mom brain lasts forever. But that's
science.
That's apparently dad brain.
Yeah. Sorry, I read the headline wrong. I was like, oh, that makes total sense because, you know, you are a mom. Once you're a mom for the rest of your life. So, yeah, the brain is
my
changed.
Mom's mom brain has stuck around. I was taking FaceTime calls in the middle of the Galleria. I mean,
really?
And I politely brought this to her attention, and it wasn't.
I think it's okay to take. She was making FaceTime calls in the middle.
She was taking them, but not like real quick. I mean, this won't go well if we keep talking about it.
Okay, yeah, let's move on. So it talks about the scientific reason behind mom brain, which is pretty common sense, lack of sleep, and also your hormones changing during the early days of becoming a mom. When you first have a child, all of those hormones and sleep deprivation affect your attention and your memory process in your brain. Yeah.
Obviously. Oh, so now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I want to say it took me, I felt like I finally came out of the fog when my daughter was like six. So it lasted a long time, that lack of sleep. And they say that mom brain comes back when you feel stressed, overextended, and unsupported.
You feel like you were dealing for 6 years, you were...
Oh, yeah, because I have a kid that has real trouble sleeping. I think mine was compounded, though, with the fact that I have to get up so early in the morning. Mm. So it's like, last night I went to bed before my kids. I've kind of given up on, especially during this time, given up on them falling asleep before me. Mm-hmm. But when I did, the clock is ticking from the first second they're in bed, and like the longer it takes for them to fall asleep, that means the less sleep I'm going to have overnight. In a perfect world, I would have 12 hours of sleep every day, but that's never going to happen. But they say during all of this economic and political instability and coronavirus, a lot of moms have mom brain right now, trying to juggle all this stuff, working, whether you're working from home and your kids are at home, or you have to work outside of the house and make sure your kids are taken care of while they're home because so many summer camps and things have been canceled. Mom brain is like working overtime. So give yourself a little grace and know that you're not alone. It's overwhelming everybody.
Yeah. And take it easy on your moms.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
maybe
Mom.
Don't yell at her for using FaceTime in the Galleria.
I didn't yell at her. I said I politely was like, well, you know, if everybody was doing this, it might not be a very pleasant experience.
She just wanted to show you, you know, that the businesses are open.
I wasn't, no.
Well, nothing going on in sports.
With Lance.
Au contraire. I was just reading something here, getting an update on one of the stories for Sports Chatter. Let's start with the Cardinals. Today is reporting day at Busch Stadium. Summer camp officially begins on Friday. So we're getting closer to baseball. However, the Cardinals are reporting the first positive COVID-19 test in the organization. There's no word on if it's a player or someone who is an off-the-field member of the staff of the Cardinals. So that'll be interesting to see if they divulge any more information about that. But they do have a positive COVID-19 test within the organization now.
Yeah, and I was reading that teams aren't allowed to say
that's true
who it is. So it would be that person coming forward or something like that. And that's, I mean, when we say, it may not be a player, but it's somebody on the team staff, right? It's not like the guy selling peanuts.
So, well, someone within the organization, you can read into that. I mean, that can cover any number of things. Front office staff, basic office staff. It could be anybody.
So not necessarily someone who's around the players at all. Not necessarily.
All I'm saying is if that were the case, if your concern was, well, man, is it somebody close to the players? Wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't you come right out and say, yeah, we have a positive test, but it's not anybody who has contact with any of the players?
Yeah, you're right. Mm. Good point, Lance.
If you're reading between the lines,
yep,
anything's possible. Minor League Baseball, their 2020 season is officially canceled. It had been long rumored and pretty much figured that that was going to be the case, but it's been confirmed that for the first time since the minor leagues were created in 1901, they will not play this
year. Wow.
That's a bummer.
I know. Mark McGwire says he thinks all Major League Baseball players should wear masks on field, saying, quote, they did it back in 1918, unquote, during the flu pandemic. He's not wrong about that. Huh. He went on to say that not many guys in the 1918 season got sick. Some did, but not many. But that's why he thinks that the players should wear masks during the upcoming season.
Mark McGwire, no patience for people who want to bend the rules.
Speaking of masks, a company called Raygun is selling Help Keep Patrick Mahomes Safe face masks. On Twitter, it's all about marketing. It's how you position stuff. On Twitter, Raygun says, quote, hey, KC, remember how happy you were after the Super Bowl? Well, now imagine if Mahomes got COVID with diminished lung capacity and couldn't repeat. Masks aren't just for you. They're for Mahomes, too. Do your part, unquote.
They're not wrong.
It's funny.
They're not wrong. The masks are $15 each. 35% of the sales goes to Kansas City area food banks, and they sold 300 within a matter of days.
Nice.
Not bad. PGA. All right, we've got another event coming up this weekend. This time around, it is the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. And leading up to it, two more players have tested positive for COVID-19. So, Harris English and Dylan Fratelli are out, and that brings to a total of 10 players on the PGA Tour who've had to skip the last two PGA events because of COVID-19.
Wow. The sport where, you know, people are touching each other the least.
Yeah.
And outside, you know, you're not in a stadium, you're not in a gymnasium, you're not in a dome, so you're outside, you've got a fair amount of social distancing there. I mean, you've got plenty of room to conceivably social distance. So, yeah, good points. 79-year-old NBA announcer Marv Albert says he's not taking any chances. He's going to skip this upcoming NBA season.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yes!
No! And if you're looking for something to watch tonight on ESPN, it's the premiere of Born to Play, the story of the Boston Renegades. Unfamiliar? Well, you won't be tonight once you watch this. The Renegades are an all-women's tackle football team. The players range in age from 19 to 49. They maintain full-time careers, and they play football truly for the love of the game. They are all unpaid, but they play. Wow. They dedicate a couple days a week and a couple hours at a time to play football, tackle football. And last year they went undefeated until the championship game, which seems to happen to Boston football teams.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. But it's an interesting story and a good watch tonight on ESPN. I believe that's 8 o'clock our time. Born to Play will premiere on ESPN. And a tip of the cap to, on the Blues front, Joel Farnsworth. head equipment manager for the St. Louis Blues, who yesterday retired after 18 years with the Blues organization.
Nice.
I met that guy. He was so nice.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. His first day in professional hockey was September 11th, 2001, as a member of the New York Rangers organization. So,
man.
Yeah.
That's
that
in
was
it.
His first day in professional hockey, and his career in professional hockey concludes with the COVID-19 era. So he's moving on at 44 to another career outside of sports.
Nice.
Wants to spend more time with his family, see his kids grow up. Good guy.
Who do the Boston, the women football players, who do they play against? Is there's a women's football league, or is it a story because they're playing against men?
That is an excellent question. I believe they are in a league of all women football teams.
Okay, so this is just the doc is about that particular team. It's not like they're their own thing.
Yes, it is about that particular team, the Boston Renegades.
Find out on ESPN tonight.
Sports Chatter!
Thanks, Lance.
Lance, I promise I won't ask any questions about your traffic report right now.
Either that, Tim, or they play in a league that has no other teams, which makes it easy to be undefeated.
Yeah. I should look into that.
Yeah, I was looking through the story when you asked me the question, just glancing at it, and it's like, it doesn't indicate what the name of the league is.
Huh.
Doesn't indicate if, you know, what the makeup of the other team is, or other teams are. So I assume it's an all-women's football league.
Hmm.
But it doesn't mention it in the story. It's an excellent point. Doesn't mention it in the story.
We should put a team together. Take on these Renegades. Thank you, Lance.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right, how are the roads?
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. And every Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, Y98 is going to provide a concert series for you in the afternoon. And we kick things off next Wednesday around 5:15 with your opener, Selena Gomez, and your headliner, Taylor Swift.
What? Ooh, a whole concert from Taylor Swift?
A whole concert, yeah. So we'll be playing blocks of your favorite artists throughout the entire summer. We've got people like Maroon 5, 21 Pilots, as I mentioned, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez. The entire list and the entire lineup is online now at Y98.com.
Nice. That cheers me up. Some good news stories that might cheer you up as well. Let's start with one out of Toronto since it is Canada Day. Erin Sokol lost her job. She was a chef at a private company. She got laid off, I mean, right at the beginning of coronavirus, March 13th. And she let herself have a pity party for one night. And then the next morning, she woke up and started baking bread. A lot of it. She decided she needed to help other people. And since then, she has baked more than 800 loaves at home, sometimes close to 40 loaves of bread a day, and she's been giving them to people who need food across her area.
Sometimes you gotta bake.
Yeah. She said it gave her purpose during the lockdown. She felt compelled to feed her community, and she, you know, had to raise kids as a single mom. She knows how tough it is, and she said it was an easy thing she could do to help other people out.
You think she listened to Florence and the Machine when she baked?
Yeah, dog days are over for sure. Yeah.
It gets me going when I want to bake.
I also think, you know, now that this is a headline, someone's definitely hiring her, right? Because you see what she did during this time.
Unless her bread is bad, in which case then they're not gonna
She's
hire
a chef. Her bread's not bad.
This is when I put it in the oven right here on this part.
Set the timer.
And this is where I wipe the sweat from my brow. And I sigh and I lean back against the oven.
That's Tim's inspirational song to get him motivated during coronavirus.
Yeah. When you make a life change, you listen to that song.
Yeah, you do.
And you put your palms in the air. I've said this many times. You put your palms in the air, you shake them around, and everything's going to be fine.
Uh-huh. Charlotte Cole is a nurse in England, and pictures of Charlotte and her 2-year-old going viral because she, being a nurse, she had to live apart from her 2-year-old for 11 weeks as she was treating coronavirus patients. Finally reunited with her son the other day, and the photos of them hugging are just so sweet and are going viral, as they should.
Her you know what they played in the background?
What?
When they met for the first time after 11 months or 11 weeks?
Kelly Clarkson?
No.
Run fast for your mother. I mean, that's perfect.
You get it.
Can I finish?
Yeah. What else?
One last good news story for you. A school bus driver in Massachusetts said the students he drove to school inspired him to go back to the classroom. He, Clayton Ward, his family owns a school bus company. He started college, but then didn't end up finishing. He became a school bus driver and drove kids to high school for the last few years. And he talked to his high schoolers about history. It's his passion, much like Kevin Berghoff. And these kids kept saying to him, you know so much about history, you should be my teacher. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So he enrolled last May.
But first, I think he played a song.
No.
You don't just enroll.
He
play a song first. The dog days are over.
The dog days are done. After he heard Florence and the Machine, he decided to enroll.
Here we go.
He decided to enroll at a community college and got his associate's degree. He just graduated, and now he hopes to continue and eventually become a teacher of math. No, of history, obviously. But he says the kids inspired him.
Sometimes you gotta be a science teacher.
Things you didn't know is up next in 6 minutes on The Wake Up on Y98.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. We're going to go ahead and go on Instagram Live right now. At The Wake Up, Y98. You should follow us at The Wake Up, Y98. Get on there, because this is going to be captivating visually. Okay. Here's something you didn't know. Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip. The other name option was Boston. The two guys who founded the city were from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. The guy from Maine won the toss and named the city Portland.
Wow!
Which was so confusing to me most of my life until I eventually went to both places and sorted it out. Here's something you didn't know. The men's clothing shop Bonobos was the first company that started as e-commerce only and eventually opened up a physical store. The site launched in 2007 and they opened a store in 2012.
Bonobos. They sell socks?
Oh, Jen.
What?
They're more than just socks.
They sell everything.
What do they sell?
I think of pants mostly. They've got a shop down in the Central West End. But you can't take anything out of the store. You just go in there, try it on, and then you order it and they ship it to you.
Oh, really?
Is that how it works?
Yeah. It's cool stuff.
Oh, I see it. Okay, but it's all men's clothing.
Yeah, I said that when I said the men's clothing shop.
I know, but it's not crazy for me to not know.
Was that your plea? No. Oh, I know. I didn't say it was crazy.
Oh, they're selling Riviera face masks.
That was her plea. A little closer to the sock thing is, yeah, but it's just men's. Which is kind of like socks. Here's something you didn't know. The reason baseball and basketball teams wear dark jerseys for road games is because away teams originally didn't have access to washing machines, so they needed the darker jerseys to conceal dirt.
Makes sense.
Here's something you didn't know. The Oval Office has pressure sensors on the floor, so the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is when they're not allowed inside.
What? How do they know it's his feet?
Yeah. It's very sensitive.
How do they know? It could just be anybody walking around.
That is true. Maybe they can't tell the difference.
I'm sure they have something that lets them know.
Here's something you didn't know. You're more likely to be stung by a bee if you're eating a banana. The chemical compound that gives bananas their taste also works as a pheromone that makes bees angry.
What?
Makes you angry?
Angry bees. The video game.
Bonobos and bananas.
Here's something you didn't know. In Mexico, Germany, and Chile, and a few other countries, it's not illegal to break out of prison. Germany says it's just human nature to try to escape.
What? So you break out and they're like, oh, well, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Good job.
There's no punishment for like digging a tunnel or the hole. I mean.
Well, that totally explains Hogan's Heroes and everything. Uh-huh. Think about it, you know?
I don't get that reference, but I'm glad
either.
That we've cleared
you.
That up.
They always are breaking out and coming back in.
Hogan.
We'll Here's take something. Your word for it.
You got to watch Cozy TV.
That's
people.
Right. Lance knows.
Here's something you didn't know. The guy who invented the upside-down ketchup bottles with the opening at the bottom instead of the top sold his company to Heinz in 1995 for $13 million.
Whoa! Worth every penny. That's what I'm saying.
Man, yes, I really messed up this list. Yes, no, I agree with you. I think he should have gotten more for that.
Yeah.
Well, it was 25 years ago.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say a really, really low number. Like he was ripped off, but no, I think Heinz did right.
Here's something you didn't know. The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game and not a movie.
Huh.
Think about it.
But she makes him buy the peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I mean, old school feminism, I guess that was okay.
Well, she's just saying, listen, buddy, it's not all about the movie and whatever. Like, I like baseball, too.
Yeah.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever go back. It's longer. It gets into, like, voting rights and 70 cents on the dollar. Like, that's in the third verse that
yeah,
we
right.
never hear.
Wage equity. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, hashtag first. Me too. Like, it's a lot of... Here's something you didn't know. This is fact of the day. Letters are uppercase and lowercase. That's why we call them that. Because that's where typesetters at printing presses would keep their letters. The smaller letters were in a lowercase that was easier to access. Like,
oh, so that's why they're uppercase what? And lowercase.
That's why we use the word case.
Whoa!
Isn't that interesting?
That was great.
Here's something you didn't know. PG-13 movies are allowed to use the F word once, but only if it's used in anger and doesn't, you know, directly refer to.
Yes. Well, we kind of talked about that with Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
To be on Disney Plus.
They get one.
There were three in the musical, and Lin-Manuel Miranda literally had to give two of them back in order for it to be on Disney Plus because they won't show any R-rated movies.
And didn't we learn earlier this morning that today is the anniversary of PG-13?
That's right. Red Dawn. The first PG-13 movie.
Full circle.
Full circle moment.
You got to listen to the whole show. I'm telling you.
I always say that. It's easy to do on the podcast, by the way, y98.com.
Super easy.
Here's something you didn't know. Martha Stewart once dated Anthony Hopkins, but she broke up with him because she couldn't stop associating him with Hannibal Lecter from The Silence of the Lambs.
And she didn't like making fava beans, so.
Wow. I'll help you paper mache that, Martha. Not a good impression. Also, did Martha Stewart even do paper mache? It was a stretch. It was a reach. Here's something you didn't know. A football player named Bobby Singh. Remember him? He won a Super Bowl with the Rams in 2000.
I think I know where you're going.
An XFL championship with the LA Extreme in 2001 and a CFL championship in 2006 with the BC Lions. No other player has ever won all three.
Wow.
Hmm.
Here's something you didn't know. The CRV and Honda CRV. Anybody know what it stands for?
Compact recreational vehicle?
No. You got the vehicle right.
1 out of 3. Hey, that's good.
Hey.
That gets me in the Hall of Fame if I'm a baseball player.
Comfortable runabout vehicle.
No, okay.
Huh.
You want to hear another acronym that's kind of weird? You know the Patriot Act? The USA Patriot Act is actually an acronym, and it's a real clunky enforced one. The USA Patriot Act stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act.
Wow.
Wow.
It actually makes sense.
Yes.
I'm fine with it. All right, here's something you didn't know. Let It Be by the Beatles. Paul McCartney wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent it to Aretha Franklin. He's like, you should do this. But it took her forever to put out. So he's like, fine, the Beatles will just record it. Eventually, Aretha's came out. It sounds like this.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, you give a song to Aretha Franklin, you don't put a timetable on that.
Unless you're Paul McCartney.
I don't know. She's Aretha. She'll record it when she records it.
I think it worked out for everybody.
Yeah.
And finally, here's something you didn't know. I think you guys knew this. Rainbows, actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground.
Really?
Yeah, think about it.
So it goes underground?
No, it's beyond. I think it's in between the Earth and the Sun. I made that part up. I don't know.
Things you didn't know.
You should have ended with PG-13 and with uppercase and lowercase.
We'll edit it for the podcast.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right, we're slow. Westbound 270. That'll start as you approach 367, heading up toward the work zone there at Old Halls Ferry. A little busy coming past 5th Street on your way up.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Online now at Y98.com, we've kind of jumped into this debate about them changing the national anthem. And a lot of people want to change the national anthem, primarily because, you know, looking back at history, they found out some nasty things about the writer, Francis Scott Key. And we've talked about things before about how it's one of the only national anthems with rockets and bombs in it, and it may not be an appropriate anthem for this country. So there's a lot of debate on who or what song should replace it. The one that keeps coming up has been John Lennon's Imagine.
Imagine all the people.
One of the worst ideas I think I can possibly think of would be that song. I don't know. Let's get one written by an American, first of all. And as a huge John Lennon fan who has a picture in my room growing up, it's not that great of a song. It gets a lot of extra, like, but I'll take Instant Karma. I'll take Jealous Guy. I'll take all the Beatles stuff over that.
Yeah, and that's one of the songs.
Why don't we do it in the road be our national anthem? Have we thought about that?
It's funny you mention roads, because one of the other choices has been America the Beautiful.
Wait, why isn't that like a road thing?
Well, here's why.
Okay.
Because there's a video now online at Y98.com where a highway actually plays America the Beautiful when you drive over the rumble strip. Here's what it sounds like. Sounds better in your car than on
all
the radio.
I heard was,
but there is a highway actually in Nevada. I'm sorry, in New Mexico, that they designed the rumble strips to where when you run over them or you drive over them, it plays America the Beautiful.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, that means you're on that Rumble strip for a while.
Right.
Which for me is pretty common. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I prefer it over there. I like my space and the Altima.
You have to drive 45 miles an hour, though, to hear it, or to hear it as I played it.
That person was apparently driving 44.
Yeah. If Kevin was driving on it, it would be... If I was driving... I'm in Arizona.
If you want to weigh in, and if we should change the national anthem, give us a text, 531-9898.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive.
Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. That's all I plan to do.
Food stops!
I'm Tim Convey. It's time for Foodstuffs. Why? Because it is 8:05. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All four locations open, including the dining rooms, outdoor spaces, and for delivery and curbside carryout. SaltandSmokeSTL.com. New products. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hostess cupcakes, you know, with a little squiggly on the top.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. I mean, I think that's my number one of the Hostess family. I will take that over a Twinkie. Nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's my number one. Anyway, they got a new flavor out. S'mores. It's a limited edition. Ooh. S'mores cupcakes. They look pretty good.
Hold on. Okay.
It's a white cake on the bottom and then the chocolate top that we're used to. But, you know, they've got the graham crackers and everything baked in there.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
S'mores Hostess cupcakes. Pick some up. New flavor of Fruit Loops. Now, I got to point this out. New flavor of Fruit Loops. We got a new box, the whole thing. But it is the old Toucan Sam. Not long ago, they announced this new, rebooted Toucan Sam.
He had a nose job.
He had a nose job. His beak was tie-dyed.
Yeah, he looked very anime.
Yeah. And he looked very too young,
yes.
I think. Anyway, but this way. So, new product with the original Toucan Sam. The flavor? Tropical. Fruit Loops Tropical.
Ooh. I'll try that.
They include flavors like pineapple, banana, orange, and mango.
Ooh.
Who's in besides Lance?
I like it. I'm there.
I 100% I'm in. There's sugar involved.
There you go.
I'll get back to new products in a minute, but quick break to talk steaks, right? Lots of people going to be grilling this weekend. How do you guys like your steaks? Let's hear it.
Medium well.
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Most Americans like their steaks well done.
Ugh, a little chewy for me.
21%. That's the most. Medium well is next with 20% of the vote. So right behind it, really. And then medium at 16. You want to know more about grilling steaks?
Yeah, talk to me.
3 out of 10 people are planning on attending a cookout this weekend. 57% of us think that steak tastes better on a grill than in a pan or in a smoker. How are you guys doing it?
Yeah, I think the grill. I agree.
Yeah, old school with charcoal briquettes.
Mm-hmm.
You dudes think you cook a good steak? Is that something you would list among your talents?
No, I don't. My brother-in-law does, but I do not.
Honestly, I'll be the first to admit, I don't know largely what I'm doing. It's a lot of dumb luck and a lot of help from my wife.
There you go.
But left to my own devices, it would probably not work out too well.
That's kind of like life, huh? Help from your wife, dumb luck.
Yep. Pretty much.
60% of people feel confident in their ability to cook a good steak. Favorite cut, this is important, around the room. Jen Myers.
The middle.
Okay. Jen loves the middle. Lance?
No. It depends. I probably have a few, but I like on occasion a flank steak sounds kind of good.
Interesting.
T-bone.
Yeah. T-bone. I was going to say that's the T-bone. I think there's something about that being that's like the iconic steak look.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go with that.
It's America's favorite, the T-bone, followed by porterhouse, ribeye, and filet mignon.
Okay.
My wife loves a filet.
You guys using a marinade or you just salt and pepper people?
I think sometimes salt and pepper is all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If I'm barbecuing, I've got this stuff from a company in San Antonio called Rudy's Rub, which is Excellent. Mm-hmm. Which, I think the last time we did pork steaks, we did that and some Greek salad dressing, and it was really good.
Ooh, yum. You know,
it's about half and half. Half people use the marinade, half people are like, hey, salt and pepper is all I need. And your favorite side when eating a steak, guys?
Potatoes.
Baked potato.
Mm, yeah.
With a little sour cream.
Mashed potatoes, I think.
Yeah, America says baked potato. That's number one.
Huh.
All right, back to new products, but you're going to regret this because this one is gross. Heinz. We're all Heinz fans here, best known for their ketchup, but they make mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, all the condiments. Releasing recipes for ice cream for ketchup, mayonnaise, and barbecue sauce. Ketchup ice cream, mayonnaise ice cream, barbecue sauce ice cream.
Yeah, why? No.
There's pictures. I've seen the pictures. You guys don't have to see the pictures.
The mayonnaise ice cream is... Just that sentence.
And they've got, I know, I'm going to gag talking about this. They've also got suggestions for toppings like raspberry sauce or meringue crumbles on your ketchup ice cream, bacon bits, pecans, and maple syrup on your barbecue sauce ice cream.
No.
Come on.
It's Canada Day today, and I don't even think I would eat. They have ketchup chips in Canada that are really big. I don't even think I would eat ketchup potato chips.
I would do that well before ice cream, though.
Yeah. But I mean, I'll eat poutine all day, but no ketchup chips.
That's exactly what you got me thinking about right now, poutine.
Poutine. Ugh. Yeah, happy Canada Day, everybody.
I should have ended with the steak story.
Yeah.
Steak and baked potato, that's food stuff. Check out the podcast, y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim right now. Oh, no, by all means, what's the forecast like?
Today we'll see a high in the upper 80s. Right now it's 68.
The Comics Cage Match we play every Wednesday. We used to bring comics in. Now we just compete against each other. Two of us going head-to-head on jokes we've written about a news story from this week. And it is National Joke Day, so today better be good. Your competitors today, myself. I feel like I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. You beat me last week, though.
Oh, right. Before that, I had.
Beat me soundly.
It was a bad showing on both of our parts last week. It really was. So hopefully we redeem ourselves on National Joke Day. It's me versus Jen. And if I'm not mistaken, Kevin's going to read the story. Lance Hildebrand is the judge. Lance, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, Kevin, hit us with the story, and then Jen will kick things off.
In a town called Seebeck, Washington, there's an actual street called Sesame Street. And I'm telling you this because a drunk driver crashed into a gas station and then abandoned his dented pickup truck on Sesame Street this past Sunday morning. Then he ran into the woods. A police dog tracked him down, and he was arrested. It also turns out that this isn't the driver's first DUI. He's actually had 5 over the past 10 years. The driver has been charged with felony DUI, hit and run, and driving with a suspended license.
Jen Myers.
This guy gets DUIs like me eat cookies. Nom, 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 nom.
His arrest was brought to you by the letters D, U, and I.
It is I, your lovable furry pal Grover, to tell everybody to call an Uber when you drink like Cookie Monster eats cookies.
You know, we can make jokes and that's fine, but what this story didn't tell you is that the driver, Kermit the Frog, and they asked him for comment, and here's what he had to say.
Why aren't there any songs about drinking and how you shouldn't do it when you drive? 'Cause drinking can be fun, but only in moderation, and never, ever, ever when you drive.
I have been told, but I chose not to believe it. And now I've got another felony. I just can't help it. The redneck combination. A 12-pack, my pickup, and me. La da 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 da. I've got another felony. Miss Piggy, can you drive? It's not easy being green.
That deserves more than one ding. I knew there was something going on today. Tim wins. I don't even need
Lance. Round of jokes? Because I'm going to be on vacation if there is.
Congratulations, Tim Convy, on National Joke Day. Bringing the house down.
It's not my best Kermit, but I did what I could.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Jen's wow. impression. Those were
both.
It was, and I've interviewed Cookie Monster before, so I know. And it felt like he was here.
Me,
honestly.
Me think Tim Convy wins too.
Okay, that's don't terrible. Don't push it. That's Comics Cage Match.
Four wonderful jokes.
All terrible. Oh, we'll do Comics Cage Match again next week.
We're crushing it with the 5-year-old crowd. 5-year-old and under. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a few minutes on Y98.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Let's do it. Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness, beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. I don't know about happier, but yesterday the news came down that Coty Cosmetics purchased a stake in Kim Kardashian's cosmetic company that made her company worth $1 billion.
No way.
I know.
I mean, can't they have trouble with the billions over there.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Not counting.
Man.
All right. How about a million? The Weeknd, the singer, is donating $1 million to COVID-19 relief.
At the day, not Saturday and Sunday?
No.
Okay.
The singer.
Okay.
He donated $500,000 to the Music Cares COVID-19 Relief Fund and $500,000 to the Scarborough Health Network, the hospital network in his hometown of Ontario. So, yeah.
Nice. I don't know if I knew he was Canadian.
I didn't either.
Yeah, and is probably celebrating Canada Day today. I've mentioned it a lot. I'm not
is
getting
big
paid.
Is Canada paying you? You said it 100 times today.
Only because, you know, foodstuffs reminded me of poutine, and he's from Ontario. Okay, let's move on. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family has put her wedding plans on hold during the coronavirus. She said her family is mostly on the East Coast, so for them to fly out to the West Coast, and with people being all different ages, they want to be as safe as possible. Sarah's also immune compromised, so she's taking the quarantine seriously. You know, she's had a kidney transplant and she's on immunosuppressants, so she says their house is ultra sanitized right now.
And she's marrying the guy from The Bachelor, right?
Yeah, she was talking about it on The Bachelor, you know how they're doing the greatest seasons ever.
Oh yeah,
so they were talking about that. Speaking of shows, today on Netflix, series premiere of Say I Do. It's couples get their surprise dream weddings, but they're designed by experts in less than a week.
Oh boy.
It's going to be a weird one to watch too, because it was probably filmed before coronavirus, and just watching things like Tim attended a virtual wedding over the weekend.
Boring.
Watching a real wedding right now feels a little strange. Something that doesn't feel strange, but it's produced by the people behind Stranger Things, series premiere of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. The reboot of the 80s series drops today. No host. No host this time around. But I'm curious to see what it's going to be like.
Creepy trailer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grabs you.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, we all need to watch it and see how it stacks up to the 80s one.
A Robert Stack. Ah, nice. Nice.
Bell, Kev, you've got it. I don't.
Congratulations to Sia. Her family just got a little bit bigger. So she adopted two teenagers who were aging out of the foster care system. She talked about this recently. They could have remained in foster care until they were 21, but she said she wanted to get them out of the system so they could have a more stable life. In a recent interview, she said they lived in 18 different places in their 18 years. And just learning more about the foster system, she said it breaks her heart. Well, her youngest son just had two babies, and so she went from being a mother a short time ago to a grandmother.
Wow.
She said they call her Nana, but she's trying to get them to call her Lovey, like Kris Jenner. Apparently Kris Jenner's grandmother name is Lovey. But yeah, she said it's crazy. She said she's just super happy.
How do you think Sia is as a disciplinarian with these children? Because if you've got a kid who wants to swing from the chandelier, what do you tell them? How do you say no?
Yeah, right?
When you're Sia.
From the chandelier. Mark Wahlberg went to the doctor and... Have you ever had a skin test done for allergies?
Yes.
Were you allergic to a lot of stuff?
No.
Okay. Mark Wahlberg, he's allergic to everything. He took a picture and posted it on Instagram. Oh, yeah. He felt it, baby. He lit up like a Christmas tree.
What?
Yeah. He said it took him 49 years to realize that he's allergic to almost everything. He has all these welts on his back.
Huh.
As they mark.
Want to be an allergist? You want to pretend to be an allergist? A lot of guys want to pretend to be an allergist.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. If you missed the 640 Schmig, we paid tribute to Carl Reiner and covered a ton of stuff. So yeah, check it out on the podcast.
Who am I, allergist? I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Do you want to?
Way too many impressions today.
You want to introduce Lance Hildebrand?
And now, Lance Hildebrand.
Thank you, Tim. Westbound 270 is going to slow as you move past 367 up toward Old Hallsbury. Better after that, once you get through that work zone. Still a little crowded coming up past 5th Street, heading for the work zone at the Blanchard Bridge on eastbound 70. Speaking of work zones, downtown, the Broadway ramp right there on the east side of Busch Stadium. The Broadway ramp that takes you out onto westbound 6440 is closed till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. McKenzie at Hege may still encounter some traffic light problems there. 55 northbound does pretty well from Bayless all the way up to 44.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with Rain On Me on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. It's celebrity birthday time. Let's talk about the famous people born today, July 1st. Jen has mentioned several times today that it is National Canada Day. So let's start off with two
just
famous...
Canada Day.
Oh, you're right.
You wouldn't call it National 4th of July Day.
No, you're right.
It's like their 4th of July.
Let's start off with two famous Canadians. Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light, but this woman had two hit shows at one time. She was part of Home Improvement and, of course, Baywatch. How old is Pamela Anderson?
I was doing Home Improvement and Baywatch at the same time because really I only had one line of show. Here you go, Tim. So they said, you know what, Pamela, we know you have to make a choice between Baywatch and Home Improvement because it's getting a little bit hectic. We're going to give you more to do. And I was like, really? Here you go, Tim. Have a nice day. That was about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to the beach. I'll see you at the beach.
I didn't realize she was Canadian.
Oh, yeah. I think there's some story where she got discovered. She was like at a hockey game and they put her on the Jumbotron and somebody was there and was like, I'm going to make her a star.
So Canadian.
Yeah, I wonder what
being
it is.
Being discovered at a hockey game.
Yeah. I think she is. 54?
56.
55.
53. And your other Canadian, part of the original cast of SNL, and then so many films afterwards, too. How old is Dan Aykroyd?
First of all, the full name of this product, as appears in stores all over the country, is Johnny Switchblade Adventure Punk. No, I mean, you know, nothing goes wrong. These little girls buy them. You know, they play games to make up stories. Nobody gets hurt, you know. I mean, so Barbie takes a knife once in a while, or Ken gets cut, you know. I mean, there's no harm in it. I mean, as far as I can see, you know.
Is he a lunatic now?
Wow, I don't know.
Because I'm like, sometimes I think he's gone over the edge. He's really into aliens and stuff, which is fine.
Not really.
But then he always sort of is around. Like, he'll show back up and something, and he'll be like, all right, well, he's fine. Because, like, Randy Quaid is a full-blown lunatic, right?
Yes.
He's gone. He'll never work again.
Yes.
Crazy. But Aykroyd, it seems like he dances in that territory sometimes.
Right.
But, he sticks around.
And he also has had a varied career. It's all not comedy. Driving Miss Daisy, I think about. I met him, actually, because he's in...
Did you meet him in the Pearl Harbor premiere?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
He's in Pearl Harbor?
He's in Pearl Harbor, yeah.
God, who wasn't in Pearl Harbor? It's the only movie thing.
Audiences.
It's the only junket that... The only junket that Kevin ever went on, and every actor has been there because he met everybody.
It was a free trip to Hawaii. Everybody's like, we're going.
Yeah, right. Aykroyd is 73.
I'll say 70.
71.
68.
Oh,
what?
And he was a youngin.
Oh, yeah.
Very young. So those are your Canadians. Let's move to some Americans born today, and it's all musical. How old is the one and only Missy Mr. Nina Elliott?
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your primitive is when yet.
So great. She's 48. No, that's low. That's low. But 48.
53. 50.
49. Oh, okay. It's closer than I thought.
Also celebrating a birthday today from the B-52s. How old is Fred Schneider?
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
left.
So that was a hit in the late 80s, but they had hits in the, like, early 80s, late 70s. He's older than you think.
How old do you think?
There's an age range in that group, too, that's kind of...
Yes.
There's a good-sized range there, so
yeah.
Where does he fall in that range?
Oh, man.
74!
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy. I'm going to say 70.
68.
69.
Really?
Wow.
And finally, celebrating a birthday today, July 1st, how old is the lead singer of Blondie, Deborah Harry?
I'll give her a 70.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. 40, 50, 60. 66.
No, I think she had a life before pop music. She's 73, I think.
75.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
She's older than my mom. That's so weird. Happy birthday. If you're celebrating today.
Whether you're American or Canadian.
On National Canada Day.
Nope. Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right. Mackenzie at Hege may still encounter some traffic light problems there. Northbound 55 does very well.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and me. Kevin Lance is off for the rest of the day. You can hear him this afternoon with Paul Cook. But I just took a call, and I can't believe I didn't even know this. This person had a birthday today, about a birthday I missed. I actually missed two famous ones, but I didn't. David Prowse, the name ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, yeah. He turns 85 today.
He's still alive?
Yes.
I thought he died.
Chewbacca died.
Yeah, Peter Mayhew has passed away, but yes, David Prowse is 85 today. And then one of the original stars of Gone with the Wind, The Adventures of Robin Hood, The Heiress, Olivia de Havilland, is 104 today.
Mm.
So, wow.
I'm wow. Like,
I didn't even know that she was you know, still around, so... Happy birthday. Sorry I missed it. But yeah, we do celebrity birthdays about 8:50.
Kevin, you're on thin ice. If you ever forget an Olivia de Havilland again.
Yeah, right.
All right. I mean, someone else is going to have to do this. That's all there is to it. Listen, if I'm cranky today, it's for a very good reason. YouTube TV, which changed my life just a few months ago because I was able to cut the cord, get rid of cable, but retain St. Louis Cardinals baseball and everything else. It raised their price by a lot, guys. I was paying $50. Listen, people who signed up a few months before me were paying $40 a month. They raised it to $50 right before I signed up. $50 a month. They raised it yesterday to $65 a month. They raised it by $15.
Wow.
What's so special about YouTube TV? What's on it?
I mean, it is pretty great. It is, I got to say, way better than cable. But what they did yesterday, so how they're justifying this rise, which, by the way, with, you know, people out of work and everything else that's going on, it seems a little bit crazy. And one of their big selling points is that they've got sports, whereas some of the those providers don't necessarily. Well, sports aren't on right now, so it's not exactly a huge reminder to people. What they've done is they've added, also yesterday, the Viacom channel. So we're talking about MTV, VH1, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, handful of others. So they're giving me those, but they're charging me an extra $15 a month, which that's a whole other service. HBO Max, I don't know. They don't cost $15 a month, so that's how much they're increasing it by. Now, YouTube TV is giving me all channels all the time. It's more of a television interface than it is like a streaming service like Netflix or something.
It's like Hulu Live TV too, right?
I think so, yeah. I've not done Hulu Live TV, but I assume it's similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, went up to $65.
Wow, can you say no?
Well, I can unsubscribe. Yeah, I mean yes, they're not making me keep it.
Okay, goodbye.
I meant say no to the upgrade.
No. They're like, that's how much it is. This is what we're giving you.
You didn't necessarily want those extra channels.
I mean, I like the idea. If someone was like, you want Comedy Central? I'd be like, yeah. Because there are Comedy Central things in particular that I'd like to watch. Or every now and then there'll be, you know, MTV stuff. Or, you know, for example, when the VMAs are on, those air across all the Viacom networks, but you can't get it on YouTube TV. So it's nice. Is it $15 a month nice? I don't think so.
You're like, can I get the comedian's discount for Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Not a thing. Not a thing. They heard my Kermit and they're like, you're paying $75 a month.
Well, and we just talked about how that, like, the only show I know that's on YouTube TV is that Karate Kid Cobra Kai, and that's moving to Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have a ton of original stuff.
So that's actually different even. That is YouTube Red, I think it's called, which is their streaming where they create new content and stuff like that. Now, I think I get that with YouTube TV, but that's a different thing. Because YouTube TV, again, is more of a provider, and it's instead of cable, live TV, and now I'm paying $65.
Wow.
So we'll see. So I don't know. I've got to explore the Hulu thing and some of the other stuff and see what it gets me. Obviously, hanging on for sports is a big reason, because I'm not sure how that works with Hulu. But again, sports aren't around for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see. But again, $15 a month, that's a whole other service I could add.
You better start shopping around.
I'm going to start shopping around. I don't have time for this.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98 is brought to you by Pedal the Cause. Register now to ride your bike, run, walk, or do whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.